Welcome back, Lou.
Thanks for having me.
What are we talking about today, Mary Beth?
American Standard Communicating Systems. And I wish I had some really cool witty intro for this, but I do not, so we'll just jump right in.
We wish we had one at our house.
Well, some tech stuff is just not a great intro, but it's still necessary to understand how it all works. And that's about what we're going to talk about today. So we talked a lot, you know, in past episodes about Mitsubishi and their communicating system. Actually, you know, we did an episode on the MNET. And our more traditional systems, the brand that we support and sell here is American Standard. And American Standard has had a communicating system of their own for quite some time. And as more customers become aware on the homeowner end, more aware of better comfort choices and efficiency, the communicating system idea is becoming popular. Also, which we call, most American Standard systems are more of a centralized system, what more people are accustomed to. You have an outdoor unit, air conditioner or a heat pump, and a furnace with ductwork, or an air handler with electric heat. So this is more your traditional system. They do make zoning for American Standard, and it is communicating as well, but it would be zoning on ductwork, not indoor units, like the Mitsubishi system offers. So traditionally, the traditional system really was driven off what is called 24-volt controls, and 90% of them still are 24-volt controls. And basically, a 24-volt control is an AC voltage that we basically, if we want one part of the system to come on, we send 24 volts and energize a relay or a contactor, and then that, say it's a outdoor unit. So we send 24 units to the condenser, and it comes on and it starts running, and it's that simple. So now that we're starting to get into more advanced staging and dehumidification and other accessories, a traditional 24 system becomes very wire overloaded, let's just say, for lack of a better word. So, because you need 24 volts for each thing you're gonna do. So if I wanted to have a first stage, I need 24 volt wire for that. If I'm gonna have a second stage, I need a 24 volt wire for that. And if I need a heat pump or an air conditioning switchover, I need a wire for that. So it adds up. So what American Standard came up with, and this isn't new, but it's becoming a lot more popular because more customers are striving for this type of product. So yeah, it's what, you know, what the market wants. So it's becoming more open to, you know, an open option that people are asking about. So the American Standard communication system runs off three wires, actually three and two. So we have three wires going to the thermostat and two wires going to the outdoor unit. And this system runs off a DC comm, similar to Mitsubishi, but it's not 24 volts DC, it's 12 volts DC. Okay. 12 to 13 volts DC. Now, the thermostat itself still needs 24 volts to actually power itself to give a display screen and just basic functionality. So we need three wires for the thermostat. And those three wires is going to be a 24-volt source, the communicating DC 12 to 13-volt source, and then a common to tie that all together. So that'll be three wires. Now, the outdoor unit doesn't need an additional 24-volt source, so we only run two wires to the outdoor, so real simple. So with three wires and two wires to the outdoor, we can, the sky's the limit on functionality and what we can do with that. So how do I know my American Standard's communication system's working properly? What should I be looking for? You should be looking for, the terminals are marked D and B. So we have three terminals, R, D, and B. R is your 24 volt source, B is your common source, and D is your data source, and that's where the communication voltage comes in. Now, a good communication system is going to have 12 to 13 volts DC, no matter where you take a reading at D and B. Now, where's this 12 to 13 volts come from? It comes from the indoor unit, so whether it be a variable speed communicating furnace like the AUHM or a TAM 9 or TAM 7 or TAM 8, that's the older models, that produces the 12 to 13 volts DC. So that's where the source is, because a lot of techs are sometimes confused where that comes from. Does it come from the thermostat? Does it come from the outdoor unit? It always comes from the indoor unit, whether it be a furnace or an air handler. So if we do not have this 12 to 13 volts DC, the first thing you want to do is check at the source, which would be the indoor unit. Mm-hmm. So the easiest way to do that would be to take the wires off of the indoor unit control board for the D and the B. Once we take that off, we're going to take a reading there. It should read 12 to 13 volts. If it does, then you know you have some kind of problem with the control wire. If it doesn't, then we got to start looking, is the power supply on the control board on the indoor unit bad? And that would usually be the case. So let's just say we do have it, but when we hook the wires up, we don't have it. Say we read like 1 volt or 3 volts or some weird number. That's going to indicate you have a short in the wire somewhere. Easiest way to track that down is to disconnect each wire individually until the voltage comes back. Once the 13 volts, 12 to 13 volts comes back, and that, let's just say one of the wires going to the outdoor unit was disconnected and that allowed the voltage to come back, that's going to be your source of problem. Now, on a variable speed outdoor unit, if you just had nothing connected to it, it'll read 16 volts DC. So when you connect your two wire from your indoor control board, D and B, to the outdoor unit, it changed to 12 to 13 volts. If it reads 16 volts DC, the variable speed outdoor unit has a little surge resistor on the harness. That surge resistor is to protect the outdoor board since it's a pretty pricey board. So if you would find that you had 16 volts on the outdoor instead of the 13 volts, you would want to check that resistor, which requires just taking an ohm reading on both ends of that cable, which it's pretty simple to do. You just disconnect it from the outdoor board and just take an ohm meter and run a continuity check on that wire. If it comes up open, that's going to be your reason. Reason I want you to make sure you check that, because the drive itself in the outdoor unit is relatively expensive and you don't want to change that for no reason. Or no part wants to be changed for no reason, but that one especially. So you want to check that. So like when we talked about Mitsubishi, the American standards, the same thing, DC voltage. If you have a short, the voltage is going to be low. If we had the 16 volts, you know you're going to have an open circuit to that piece of outdoor equipment, and that's specifically for the variable speed outdoor unit. And that's about it on the comm voltage for a American Standard Communicating System.
Perfect.
Sounds good.